So let's review. The Gemara recites a statement of Rav. Hayman diyav zuzi liginoa akari, because li asar kari b'nei zarta, v'amalei hivnilach b'nei garmido. If someone paid a gardener 1 zuz for pumpkins, when the going rate was 1 zuz for 10 small pumpkins, the size of a half a amma, and the gardener told Lekeach, if you wait for the pumpkins, I will give you 10 large pumpkins the size of 1 amma for the same price. It depends. Is nehushari. If at the time of the sale the gardener had large pumpkins, this is permissible because the Lekeach immediately acquired those pumpkins and there was no prepayment. Less nehu aser. If at the time of the sale the seller did not have any large pumpkins, only small pumpkins, this is forbidden because Lekeach will receive the gain of large pumpkins in return of his prepayment, which is ribbis. The Gemara mentions Rava who disagrees and holds less nehu mutter. Even if at the time of the seller did not have large pumpkins, only small pumpkins, this is permitted because kivin de memela karav u'shaper dami. The Lekeach acquires the pumpkins now when they are small and there was no prepayment, and his pumpkins grew larger on their own without the seller's work. And Lekeach did not receive any benefits from the seller. The Gemara applies this machlokes to the following braisa. Ha'hoylech lachlev es izav. If a person paid someone for his milk before he actually milked his goats, it depends. Va'amar loy mashi izi chalvois mocher lach mutter. If the meicher stipulated the sale of whatever milk his goats will produce, this is permissible because, as Rashi explains, shari kibel alav hefsid v'schar ve'inkan agar naturle. The Lekeach consents to both, a loss if there was a shortage of milk, and a gain if there was a surplus of milk. Therefore, there was no certain gain to the Lekeach for his prepayment because he also stood to suffer a possible loss. Avalam amar loy mashi izi chalvus kach v'kach machur lach aser. If the owner stipulated the sale of a specific amount of milk which was cheaper than the market price, this is forbidden because agar naturle. There was a certain gain to the Lekeach for his prepayment, which is ribbis. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, both halachas, mashe izi chalvas kach v'kach mochalach aser, and kari lesnhu aser, are for the same reason. Because v'avagav de memele karavu, kim de lesnhu bahi shaita aser. Even though the gain of the pumpkins and milk both came about on their own, however, since at the time of the sale the gain did not exist, the Lekeach received this gain for his prepayment, which is ribbis. While according to Rava, only regarding mash izi cholvis kach v'kach macher lach aser, because hasam lav minei karavu, the original milk does not expand, rather the good produces other milk, and the Lekeach does not receive this gain through the original milk that he acquired, but in return of his prepayment. However, regarding kari, less nehu mutter because hacha minei karavu, the original pumpkins grew larger, and the Lekeach receives this gain through the original pumpkin that he acquired, and it was not in return of his prepayment. Amar Abaya, Shari Leila Inish Lamemer Leila Chavre, Heilach Arba Zuzi Achavita de Chamra. One is permitted to prepay 4 zuz for a barrel of wine if he stipulates as follows. Itakfa Birshuscha. The Meichel will suffer the loss if the wine becomes spoiled. Iyakra Izila Birshusi. And the Lekeach will suffer the loss if the price decreases or gain if the price increases. This is Mutter because there was no certain gain to the Lekeach for his prepayment because he might suffer a loss. Zok the Mishnah, Hamava es chaveroi lo yodur b'chatzer chinam v'lo yaskir mimenu b'pachas m'nei shu ribbis. If a person loaned money to someone, the malva may not live in the loiva's house for free or for less than the market price, because this benefit appears like ribbis. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers not only to a case of b'chatzer dekayim ala agra, but gavra d'avid l'meger, a house that is ordinarily rented, and a malva who would have rented a different house, in which case this is a certain benefit, because zenen v'zechaser, the malva benefited in that he did not need to rent another house, and the loiva incurred the loss of a rental. But the Mishnah refers even to a case of chatzur dulei kaim al agra, but gavur dulei ovid lemeger, a house that is not ordinarily rented, and a malva who would have not rented another house. And although in these circumstances, hadar b'chatzur chaveru shlemidaita in the tzarech lal slei sachar, if someone lived in the house without the owner's knowledge, he's not obligated to pay rent, because zenen v'zelei chaser, only the squatter benefited because he would have otherwise rented another house, while the owner did not lose because the house is not ordinarily rented. However, regarding a malva and loiva, lo yodu b'chatzur chinam, memnei shehu ribbis, and as Rashi explains, d'mechazik ribbis. This is forbidden because it appears like the benefit was given in return of the loan. The Gemara proceeds with 2 versions of Rav Nachman. Halveu v'dar b'chatzuroi, tzarch lahas leisachar. If at the time of the loan the loiva did not stipulate the use of his house, the malva must pay him rent if he did use the house, memnei shehu ribbis. And certainly, halveinu v'dar b'chatzuroi, tzarch lahas leisachar. If the Levi did stipulate the use of the house, the Malva must pay him rent because Meikara Adaiti Dehachi Oitzvei. The money was loaned to receive this benefit, which would be ribbis if he does not pay rent. Or, Halveinu B'dor B'chatzeri Tzarech L'slahalas Le'sachar because Meikara Adaiti Dehachi Oitzvei. However, Halveinu B'dor B'chatzeri and Tzarech L'has Le'sachar because the Meikara Lav Adaiti Dehachi Oitzvei, the money was not loaned to receive this benefit. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the case of Haiman de Masik Zuzi de Revisa Bechavre, Vekaaz lechita arbo grivi bezuza beshuka, Vyov le'iu chamisha. A loiva owed the malva one zuz for ribbis, and while the going price of wheat was 4 kernels per zuz, he gave the malva 5 kernels in lieu of the zuz that he owed him. Abaya holds, Ki mafkinen mine arbo mafkinen mine, idach uzuli hudukumayz lagabe. The Malva is compelled to return only the 4 kernels that were equivalent to the ribbis that was owed, but he may keep the 5th kernel because it is not considered ribbis, but rather the Leva gave him a discount. Rava holds, Chamisha mafkina minei. The Mikara b'teris ribisa asor liyade. The Malva must return all 5 kernels because they were all given for the ribbis that he was owed. The Gemara proceeds with a similar machlokes regarding Haiman demasik arba zuzi derivisa b'chavre, v'yavli glima b'gavayu. If a leiva owed the malva 4 zuz for ribbis, and he paid it with a garment that was worth more, Abaya says, Arba mafkina minei, glima le mafkina minei. The malva returns only the 4 zuz in money, but he may keep the garment because it was not included in the ribbis. Rava says, glima mafkina minei. The malva also returns the garment because kihecha de leilemru glima de mechasi bekoi glima de rabisuhu. People will say that he's wearing a garment of ribbis. The Gemara then offers a reverse case. Amar Rava, Haiman demasik traces zuzi de revisa bechabre, the agar lechatzu de misgara ba'asara, the oigri nahale betracer. If a person owed someone 12 zuz of ribbis, and he rented the malva his house that usually rented for 10 zuz in lieu of the 12 zuz of ribbis that he owed him. Ki mafkina minei, tracer mafkina minei. The malva is compelled to return 12 zuz to the leiva. And the malva cannot claim hashtod le mishtar shali kida agri kula amahu da'agarna. Had I known that I would not benefit from the ribbis, I would have rented only for the going rate of 10 zuz, not 12. Because he is told, the amr le savris v'kabals. You accepted it as a rental of 12 zuz, and therefore you owe him 12 zuz.